Welcome to Concafe for the second day of April, year of our Lord 2024. So glad you could join us. I pray this bring a blessing to us and help us be the blessing God would have us be to all people. We're going to 1 John chapter 1, verse 1, all the way to chapter 2, verse 2, in a devotional we're calling Complete Joy. Very important Easter message as we're still in Easter, the Easter season, and I pray this help us in our celebrating and more importantly in living out the mission to which we committed ourselves by being believers of the Lord Jesus Christ, and He risen and among us. Amen. Ready to get into God's Word? I am. Verse 1. And this, by the way, is a New International Version of the Bible. That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked at, and our hands have touched, this we proclaim concerning the word of life. The life appeared, we have seen it, testify to it, and we proclaim to you the eternal life, which was with the Father and has appeared to us. We proclaim to you what we have seen and heard, so that you also may have fellowship with us. And our fellowship is with the Father and with His Son, Jesus Christ. We write this to make our joy complete. This is the message we have heard from Him and declare to you. God is light. In Him there is no darkness at all. If we claim to have fellowship with Him and yet walk in the darkness, we lie and do not live out the truth. But if we walk in the light, as He is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, His Son, purifies us from all sin. If we claim to be without sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. If we claim we have not sinned, we make Him out to be a liar, and His word is not in us. My dear children, I write this to you so that you will not sin. But if anyone does sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous one. He is the atoning sacrifice for our sins, and not only for ours, but also for the sins of the whole world. This, dear friends, is the word of God for the people of God. We say gracias a Dios. Thanks be to God. Well, happy Tuesday, dear friend. I pray this finds you well and enjoying the fullness of life that we can find in Jesus Christ. I also pray this finds you more of a prayer than ever before, knowing we pray because God answers prayer. Pray for one another and for the needs shared with you in various ways of those who need help from the Lord. This passage made me think of this question. What's the happiest and most joyful you've ever been in your life? Think about that. What's the happiest and most joyful you have ever been in your life? I know that's a tough question for most of us because most of us have had several occasions where we were giddy with joy and excitement, and narrowing it down to one example is almost impossible. My wedding day stands out as the most joyful I'd ever been. And on other levels, the birth of my children, then my grandchildren. I can't forget the spiritual goals met in my life, graduating from seminary and God's call, ordinations, first appointments, etc. And of course, meeting Jesus as my Lord and Savior is quite the capstone of my life. As we read this passage, we can begin to see that John, as he's writing this, is doing it out of joy and for the purpose of sharing joy with others, because Jesus is the core of his faith and his life. He, having heard the good news, was key, as was him accepting and believing those news as his. And then seeing and witnessing the transforming and redemptive power of the gospel as he preached it and saw Jesus preach it, also imprinted deeply into his life, and life as Jesus shared it as truly abundant and wonderful. This is what his letter is all about. He loves the fellowship of faith in the company of other believers, as is the more important fellowship with God the Father and God the Son. His desire, as he writes, is to make our joy complete. John had come to know that God is light. The darkness through which he trod before meeting him now is a fading memory of a life almost wasted, for he had not experienced the fullness of life in Christ Jesus, as it probably was with you and me before we met Jesus. Not as good as it is now. He reminds us that if we make a false claim of having fellowship with God and yet we're still really where we used to be, we're lying and not living in the truth. But if we truly walk in the light of God, we walk not alone, but with God, with Jesus, with the Holy Spirit, and with all who have made the same declaration about deciding to walk with Him. And John knows and tells us that there is power in the blood of Jesus to purify us from all sin. To make a claim that we are without sin is a sin, and a statement made from a false place where we should not be. Yet if we confess our sins, God is faithful and just to forgive our sins and to purify us from all unrighteousness. And here in this day and age, there are those who claim to be without sin or not needing to ask forgiveness because they are good. Think again. Those who say such things are making God out to be a liar, and us along with Him, because God's word is not in us. John's invitation is for us not to sin. And if we do sin, he reminds us that God will and does forgive us in a restorative way, always having as our advocate with the Father His own Son, Jesus Christ, whom He calls the righteous ones. For it is Jesus who atoned for our sins through His sacrifice, and not only for us, but also for the sins of the whole world. The message of God's light contrasts with the darkness of sin and deception. Walking in the light entails living a life of truth, righteousness, and authenticity. It requires acknowledging our sins, confessing them to God, and receiving His forgiveness. Through this process, we enter into fellowship with God and experience purification from sin through the sacrifice of Jesus Christ. That, my friends, is good news. Let's pray. Loving God, thank You for the gift of fellowship with You and the fellowship with one another. Help us to walk in the light, embracing truth, righteousness, and authenticity in our lives. Give us the humility to confess our sins and receive Your forgiveness, knowing that You are faithful and just. May our lives reflect the reality of Your love and grace, drawing others into fellowship with You. In Christ Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Dear friend, have a great, blessed day, and the Lord hears your call to action. If there are areas in your life where we are walking or you are walking in darkness, hiding from the truth or living in deception, let us humbly confess our sins to God, seeking His forgiveness and purification. I love you and I thank God for you, and I pray the Lord bless you and keep you now and always. This is Bless You, Pass It On. Click all the buttons there to help the metrics of this message, this ministry, so that we may truly win the world for Jesus Christ. Amen.